The islands of the West Indies were once home to five unique species of giant rice rats, the oversized omnivorous rodents flourishing in the steamy island swamps. The Martinique giant rice rat, a splendid black and white creature the size of a house cat, was the largest and most abundant of these species. Until a century ago, these animals were a common sight on Martinique's sprawling coconut plantations. The rats were strong swimmers, a talent which might have helped them survive the wrath of plantation workers, who did their best to exterminate them. They hated the rice rat for its relentless destruction of their crops. Rice rats also happened to be a popular dinner dish and became a regular feature on restaurant menus in Martinique. But cooking a giant rice rat was a rather laborious process. In order to reduce its musky odour, their hair had to be singed off and the body left in the open air overnight. It then had to be boiled in two different batches of water before it would be declared edible. The final demise of the Martinique giant rice rat came rather abruptly, and unlike most species in the 20th century, man had nothing to do with it. On the 8th of May 1902, at precisely 7:52 a.m, the Mount Pelee volcano erupted with a ferocity that devastated the entire island. The town of Saint-Pierre, a bustling metropolis of 30,000, was engulfed in ash and superheated volcanic gas. Only a single human survived, a condemned prisoner who was being held in a dungeon deep underground. He was eventually pardoned, perhaps for his miraculous survival, and joined Barnum and Bailey's circus to tour the world as the lone survivor of Saint-Pierre. The rice rats were not so lucky. They evidently perished, either in this volcanic eruption or the ones that followed later that year. For the Martinique giant rice rat was never heard from again.